One, two, three.
We are the Sore Losers! Sorry about that. Usually it's a lot more smooth. I had the day off, so I'm not as good as doing that intro. My bad.
And when you say you have the day off, you took the day off and we did the work. That's okay.
Yeah, you don't have days off. You just run off.
Sometimes that's okay, though. We look back there and Ray Ray has gone to take a nap because he's been working all night, but that's okay. We're here today. I'm Lunchbox and I'm going to run the show. I know the most about sports and that's why I'm the host.
I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports, but I do love sports. I'm passionate about what I talk about, but half the time, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
But you are getting better, so at some point, you need to change your intro.
No, he's not getting better. It's only been 2 weeks. You think he's getting better? He still rambles on about nothing. It makes no sense.
I'm telling you guys, the more we talk about sports, I don't even know more than you, Lunchbox. I had to give me like 4 months.
Okay.
And I'll know who the quarterback for the Saints is.
Ray, are you going to introduce yourself?
Yo, this is Ray. I usually give you guys a lock. I have been wrong a couple times in the past. A guy hit me on Twitter and said I've lost him $300. I am sorry about
Ricardo.
That. The only thing you can do in life is get better. I got locks ready for you.
Coming up later on the show, you're going to give us your lock of the night. I love it. Thursday night football. Just give me a hint. Does it have to do with Thursday night football?
Absolutely.
Unless Bengals, Ravens. I love it.
What else am I doing? WNBA basketball?
No, that's over. It ended last
Seattle?
Night.
Seattle?
Yeah, I think. Yep. I don't know.
Sounds like a lock.
Are they the Mystic?
The Mystics won?
Is that Seattle?
Seattle Mystics?
No,
that
Seattle's a
right.
Storm.
Oh, they won. Seattle Storm.
Okay, I said they were going to win.
Okay.
They were the favorite.
Maybe they beat the Mystics?
They beat the Mystics.
So congratulations to them. Let's clap it up.
Yeah.
The MVP was...
It has to be the tall girl.
Yeah, Leslie Stark.
Nah, she was somebody different.
How about Sue Bird? Is she on there?
It might have been Bird. She was draining threes on SportsCenter.
Is she on there?
Yeah.
The only reason I knew this is because like LeBron James tweeted, oh, congratulations to whoever. And then there was a couple other NBA, Eric Gordon for the Rockets. He was tweeting. But do they really watch it? Or do they get paid to tweet about the WNBA raise the awareness?
Okay, do we listen to other podcasts? Do you?
No.
I have.
I actually don't.
I have. I listened to another one this morning, actually.
So I would say most NBA players don't watch the WNBA, but there are a few that do, kind of like Eddie. He listens to other podcasts.
Yeah. I like crime podcasts. Those are my favorites.
Those are really good, but I honestly want to know if LeBron James is sitting down at his house and enjoys watching the WNBA, or does he just see on the TV that, oh, so-and-so won. The Storm, you said? The Seattle team won. And so he goes on there and tweets it, so it looks like he's supporting the women and supporting the women's game.
And it's one of those things he can't find the remote. He's sitting in the couch. He had it on SportsCenter earlier. Well, now the WNBA game's on, and he's wondering, where's the remote? I'm trying to change the channel. Oh, she hit a three-pointer. It's one of those things. Kids, where's the remote?
Right. That happens to me, too, when I'm like the night before I'm watching a baseball game, and it stays on ESPN, so the next day you wake up, you're like, oh, look, there's WNBA.
Or usually on Saturday, I'm trying to watch College Game Day, and my chick had it on Lifetime, so I'll watch a Lifetime movie for 30 minutes looking for the remote.
Yeah.
While I'm probably supposed to be watching College Game Day like a normal guy.
Correct. You guys missed the whole point. LeBron James doesn't need a remote. He has some kind of TV that he just talks to. Hey, find me this on TV. And it changes. When you're that rich, they make you special TV.
You know what I love about you, Lunchbox, is you don't know anything about any of these people you talk about, but you know everything about what their house is like. I love that.
Just imagine. If you're that rich, you don't have a channel changer.
I don't know that.
Dude, remember this. Rich people, everything you do in
they
your
do
life,
it too.
They do so much simpler. You're driving your Jeep. Oh. They don't drive.
They have a driver. Exactly.
So imagine everything you do in your life, but if you're rich, it's literally half as that. Nothing's hard.
Yeah, you cook, they have a cook.
Exactly.
You clean, they have a maid.
Or when you go, hey guys, I had to go to get the groceries today. They never get the groceries.
They haven't been to a grocery store in 15 years.
Like LeBron doesn't go to grocery stores?
No chance. No.
He doesn't drive to the store?
No.
He doesn't go buy lottery tickets?
He doesn't even fill up his own car with gas.
Nah, that's a lie. How does he not go to a gas pump and fill it up?
They have nannies and butlers and maids.
What?
Yes.
That's the kind of life they live. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't need a channel changer. He either hired someone to change the channel for him, or he has something that's voice activated.
Hold on. If he wants a pizza on a Friday night, he's not driving to go pick it up.
Who goes to pick up pizza?
Sometimes I do. Papa Murphy's. It's a pickup thing. You put it in your oven. You have to cook it yourself. You're telling me LeBron doesn't eat Papa Murphy's?
Dude, people I know that aren't even that rich have chefs. So LeBron for sure has a 24-hour chef. People I know have people make food for him.
That's Sprite commercial, though. He's running around town drinking Sprites with people. There's an HBO special where he's hanging out in a barbershop with everyone. You're telling me that he doesn't go get his hair cut at a barbershop?
No, he has somebody come to his place.
He flies the barber to him. He probably has a barber that he's had for however long, and wherever he's at, that barber flies to him.
For the rich people, the new in thing is to have a barber come to your house. I've seen my guys on Instagram do it. I'm dead serious. My boys that are rappers in LA, not my boys.
Stop. Guys that are rappers.
Boys that are rappers in LA. Did you see that, Ben?
Eddie's pin just exploded.
Ben just flew across the room.
It shot at me.
Dude,
but Ray's boys that are rappers in LA. Go ahead.
Hold on. Who's your boy? Eminem, Dr. Dre, Jay-Z?
A guy I love. His name is Mike Studd. I've been following him. We'll comment a little bit on Instagram, but he has a guy come over and do his hair at his place. Mike Studd's a legit rapper in LA. Yeah, he's met Drake. He hangs out with Post Malone.
And he's your boy?
Not my boy, but we Instagram comment. We comment on each other's Instagram.
He comments on yours?
He hasn't on mine, but I on his, and he'll comment back.
Did you just
back.
Hear him? Oh we comment God. On each other's Instagram.
No. If he does an Instagram live, I'll comment, and he'll be like, what up, dude? What up, Bones? What up? So then there
but
you
Ray,
go.
But Ray, you know this is why we don't trust you, really.
Like, but no, that's a true story.
But you started this whole thing with my boy who lives in L.A.
Because it's so much easier to say my boy instead of explain that he's really not my boy, and we kind of just Instagram comment this rapper.
No, all you have to say is I comment on this Instagram rapper's page, and I see his barber comes to him.
All right,
That's it.
Hey, you guys ever thought about having like good guests on this podcast?
Yeah, I've thought about it. We tried to get Tim Tebow, but we got rejected.
A big fail on that one. I was trying to convince him that it was the Bobby Bones show he was coming on. He didn't want to come on a podcast.
What's a wish list that you guys would have? Like, who would you love to have on this podcast?
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian would be great.
That would be awesome.
That would be so legit.
She rolls in with her people and everything. And they're like, is this a podcast?
Why is that your number one?
Dude, she's the most famous chick in the world. That'd be amazing.
I think Taylor Swift's more famous than Kim Kardashian.
Okay, put her on the wish list, too. Think about LeBron rolling up in
here. You know who I really want to have on the podcast?
Guys, we're a sports podcast. That's Amy, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Amy's in the background.
On the couch over here.
Yes, you know who I'd really like to have on?
She's laughing because we haven't mentioned one sports person. Who? It's a sports podcast.
Nathan Peterman.
What did she say?
Nathan Peterman?
Yeah, that's who we should have on.
The running back? Oh, that's Adrian Peterson.
Nathan Peterman.
He's in jail.
No, Adrian Peterson is not in jail.
Amy, he plays for the Washington
Redskins.
Get on
the mic.
Yeah, if you're going to talk, if you're going to be in the room, get up on the microphone. Okay, Amy, the co-host of the Bobby Bones Show, is in the
room. I thought that Adrian Peterson committed murder.
No.
That was Aaron.
Which one was that?
That was Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he killed himself.
R.I.P.
Oh, yeah.
He hung himself in his jail cell.
Yeah. Started with an A.
How did you?
Wrong guy.
Aaron and
Adrian. They're kind of close. Okay. They're close. And OJ, but he didn't commit murder.
Well,
I was thinking OJ.
I was thinking of Aaron Hernandez.
What about OJ? Could we have OJ on this?
I wouldn't want OJ on this.
You think people would listen if we had OJ?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. That would be awesome.
People would listen, but you shouldn't want to talk to him.
No, you get him on and be like, hey, OJ, what was it like killing your ex-wife?
Oh, no. Wow. You were there? You would go right there? Calm down.
What?
That's why we can't get guests.
Did you watch the Who Is America?
That's sort of the Sacha Baron Cohen highlight.
When OJ was on it with Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, it's not on anymore. Did they pull it?
No. I saw it wasn't online, but I watched the show. I DVR'd it. It is so funny because Sacha Baron Cohen's like, I killed my wife. I'm not gonna what you call a lady killer.
And he's like, can I do it?
Go ahead.
He goes, you and me, OJ, we have a lot in common. We both are, lady killers.
And OJ's like, I didn't kill anybody, man.
He goes, no, man, I didn't kill anybody.
Did we play that clip on the show?
No, we had me load it.
Yeah, we did play it a long time ago.
Exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, the reason I want to have Nathan Peterman on the show, because he's out as quarterback of the Bills. Josh Allen, the rookie, starting this weekend, this Sunday against the Chargers.
Oh, they're going to get lit.
That is exactly what I want to know is what do you guys expect for him, Josh Allen, the first game?
Oh, well, they're playing the Chargers. The Chargers just got butted this last game. They should have won that thing and it flip-flopped. So I'm saying against Allen, they said he wasn't even good in preseason.
Right. And last year, Nathan Peterman got his first start against the Chargers.
Oh,
he threw 5 interceptions in the first half. So will Josh Allen throw under 5 interceptions for the game?
Under. Let's make an over-under that's obvious. Of course it's under.
Okay, over-under 3.
Under 3. I'd say the over-under's 2 if you're Vegas.
Okay. And then, I think that's pretty cool. And then Drew Brees came out and said, Baker Mayfield can be better than me. He's more athletic. He has all the tools.
And he can run. Drew really has never been a runner.
You know what that sounds like? A dude that's about to retire.
That sounds like a guy that's about to go hang out with his family
that's
for the
a,
next
30
years.
That's a dude
years.
That's about to hang up his jersey and quit football.
Yeah, and Drew Brees said he's got a stronger arm than me.
Yeah, that's exact. He would never say that if he's going to be playing him next year or like going to be in the league for five more years. He's saying this because I'm done, folks.
Hey, and that Bills-Chargers line is 7.5.
That's went good. Up. It was like 7.
Oh, you might want to tease that down. You can get less money back, but you might want to tease that to a 6.5, a 7. That's a lock. That is an absolute Chargers all the way. Roll them.
Roll them.
Yes.
Roll them.
Especially
yes.
for a Survivor elimination. Like, yeah.
You have to be. It.
Oh, I may need to switch that one for our Survivor.
Who do you have now?
I think I have the Saints because I said they have to win.
That's, listen.
Leave it at the Saints.
I am with you. The Saints have to win. They're not going to lose two games in a row.
Now
at
people
home.
Are going to copy our pick.
That's, well, that's
matter.
Okay.
That's what we're here for.
We're here to tell them and give them advice. All right. But
because they trust us. They trust Ray every time he does a lock it up.
I'm telling you, a guy tweeted me and said I lost him $300. I feel
I
horrible.
I saw it, Ricardo.
Okay, so when I'm doing these lock of the days, they don't happen in 2 seconds. I'm crunching numbers from now on. That's terrible, man.
Do you feel more pressure now that somebody's taking your bets? And
I
like
figured
them?
People were betting them, but I can't believe that dude. It's week one. He already lost $300.
Well, obviously, he was betting $100 on each. Because...
But you did the college football the first weekend, and then so it's really been 2 weeks, and you've been missing every bet except for one.
I won him at Clemson A&M that Saturday night. He woke up Sunday morning with a lot of money in his
and
pocket.
And then Sunday afternoon.
Then he lost it right away on Sunday.
Right.
Hey, then he had it lost by probably about 4
and
in the afternoon.
It's not like he's tripling up on his bet. He's just betting the same thing.
Well, a true gambler keeps doubling and tripling.
Dude, if you, that's what you do?
Yeah, oh, dude, if you win, you take that exact money you want and gamble it again. You don't just, I'm going to do a $50 bet now. No gambler goes big bet, small, big, small. They all go big, bigger, biggest. And then that's when you lose and you lose it all.
You think Baker Mayfield is going to be better than
Drew Brees? No, he's not going to be better than Drew Brees, I don't think. I think Drew Brees is being nice. Hey, we're both from Austin, Texas. Let me go ahead and
I didn't know Baker
great
was
call.
Austin.
Yes, they're Lake West Travis. Lake Travis, dude. That's where the best quarterbacks come from. ATX.
Oh wow! So everyone's just in the same neighborhood.
Drew Brees went to Westlake. Nick Foles went to Westlake.
The quarterback of Texas
and Baker. Yeah, the Texas and then right Baker Mayfield went to Lake Travis. That's pretty impressive.
That's pretty impressive that they all just kind of grew up together. All know each other. Yeah, because no one moved to that neighborhood. No one moved to that district for a reason.
Oh, you say that they're all
oh my
planned?
Gosh, come on. Of course it's planned.
Oh, you're saying jobs open up? And
yeah, there are no jobs. They're moving there to play for Westlake. They're moving
them. Lake Travis is now the big dog there where Baker Mayfield went. They win state title after state title after state title.
Yes.
Garrett Gilbert, who was a quarterback at UT, was supposed to be a stud. I think he's the practice squad quarterback for the Carolina Panthers right now.
How is that legal? I just don't get it.
What do you mean? They live there. They grew up
Coach,
there.
Stop it. Stop it.
They didn't grow up there. They moved there
they
for
moved
high school
to be
play
part
football.
Of this program.
No, they didn't. Drew Brees.
Amy, come in.
Okay.
My sister's husband played football
at
Westlake.
Thank you.
And he played with Drew Brees, and Drew Brees grew up with him there.
Yes,
like,
that's
he didn't move there.
Well, Eddie, she just totally.
That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, that's just Drew. That's just Drew. Who else? What about Garrett Gilbert?
I don't know about Garrett Gilbert. I do.
Like, it's crazy. There must be water from Lake Travis that just makes them all awesome quarterbacks.
But I grew up in Austin, and I did have a kid in my neighborhood. True story. His parents, we weren't in West. Like, our district was Austin High. We weren't very good at football. His parents, they literally picked up and moved to Westlake so that their kid could play Westlake sports.
Because recruiters look at that high school.
He didn't end up going anywhere with it, but that is an example of a family moving to play under like that sports umbrella. Like, I do think that people do it.
Yes, they
but
do.
But I don't think that was the case with Drew Brees.
Or Baker Mayfield.
Or Garrett Gilbert.
Or any of them.
Or
yeah,
Nick
I don't
Foles.
Know.
A lot of people.
Or everyone coming
No, Lake Travis school. Became popular because old athletes retired out there to the lake and live on the lake, and that's how Lake Travis came up. They started getting money.
That's a good point.
That's what happened.
What's the Oklahoma linebacker or defensive end? What's his name?
Defensive end for Oklahoma?
Yeah, Oklahoma. He was big. He played for
Bosworth?
Yeah, Bosworth. He lives out there.
So, I thought you were talking about current.
I cannot believe you pulled that out of your butt, dude.
Yeah,
that
Bosworth. I mean, the Boz. So I'm thinking, like, because he had his son in his 30 for 30. Did you ever see that 30 for 30?
No,
it's really
I have
good.
Not.
He's going, the whole 30 for 30 is about him going through a storage locker of all the memorabilia from when he was in college, all the way to the Seahawks. And he's in there with his son, showing his son. And he lives in Austin, and I'm assuming he lives out there. Yes. I'm wondering if his son is anything.
Who knows? I don't know. I don't follow high school football. I'm not that in depth. But probably, like Jeff Kent, who played Major League Baseball for a bunch of years, he lives out there by Lake Travis. It's just a nice place to retire.
That's a good point.
Because you're on the lake, and so that's how it developed up.
Now, it's a great point, but I still think that people move there to be part of
some people do.
Y'all ever watch that Last Chance U on Netflix?
Oh my gosh, it's great.
It's so good.
What season are you in?
I don't know. I guess my husband and I just turn it on from time to time, but that coach, is it the same school and the same coach every season?
The first two seasons are the same school.
Is a big old boy?
The fat guy.
Well, no.
No, he is fat and he's annoying.
Is he a big old
one? I want to hear your opinion I've never had a female watch this show or talk to anybody. So I want to know your opinion of when you watch it.
I'm like, so my husband's watching it. We watch it together. And I'm like, oh my goodness, he is being awful to these kids. Like, this is just so wrong. And my husband's like, no, it's football. That's how it is on the field. Like, you get yelled at like that. That's just how it is. It's part of the game. It's part of the, you know. I was like, you're telling me your high school football coach talked to you that way? Which I don't think he did. But I guess in your mind, as an athlete, like, my husband's like writing it off, like acting like it's okay for him to act this way towards these kids. I mean, which some of them do kind of need a little kick in the butt.
Yes. But. Last Chance U, for you people that don't know, it's on Netflix. It goes to a community college or in Mississippi, right?
Yeah.
And
Mississippi or Alabama.
One of the two, I forget. And it's a bunch of kids that have been kicked off major programs, Alabama, Texas Tech, Kansas State, just programs from all over the country, or they couldn't academically qualify. So they go to this school and they try to impress scouts and get recruited by a big school again.
Their last chance.
Yeah, it's called Last Chance U. Do you know? I wish you knew. I want to know what season you're in, because I want to tell you something about a couple kids.
You can give it away. I don't care.
In season two, you're going to meet a couple kids.
Sounds like she's just watching it with her husband.
You're not going to ruin it for me.
Yeah. Well, okay.
This isn't like Ozark or Breaking Bad.
Here's the ending of Titanic.
I don't want spoiler alert for Last Chance U.
Walking Dead. It's like.
What season? What
this
episode?
This is what happens at the end of Castaway.
Yes.
I do like the school guidance counselor on that show. She's nice.
She is. Does she hook up with the players?
No.
Why is she hot?
She genuinely cares about them.
She's hot.
Does she act a certain way? Is she flirty with the players?
Oh, she's flirty.
She takes care of them.
How?
She makes.
Give me an example, Amy. What does she sound like?
She'll, if they don't show up, she'll drive out to their house and check on them. Mm. She'll make sure that they're, you know, going to be on time, or they've got their tests in order, that they've got. She doesn't flirt with them. Okay. She's doing her job as a guidance counselor, because they're, I would say, sometimes not as focused on the academics as they should be. So she's trying to make sure, if you want to get through this, like, you better pass this class.
They're at this place where it's their last chance for academics, but they're not really focused.
They're still partying a little
bit. It's like last chance everything. Like, last chance for good grades, last chance for football.
To be a kid.
And they don't get it. Like, some of them, but they're coming from an environment where they haven't been, they don't have someone holding them accountable. It's sad. Like, without her, she's the only one that's going to guide them through this. So it actually, she's a huge role in their life and could be a huge influence. And, you know, a lot of them, this is their last chance at something.
It is kind of cool how she does help them, but they refuse to go to class, do their homework, and they can't even write three sentences.
Do they not realize it's their last chance?
No, they
don't get it, Eddie.
They don't get it because they're used to being just pushed through because they're a star athlete.
Okay. You've always had multiple chances. This is their last chance.
It's called Last Chance U.
Oh, so they don't have any more chances after this.
No.
I don't want to give anything away, but this is their last chance.
No, because
so
Isaiah Wright.
The sequel to this is no more chances. You.
Your chances are done. You're done. You.
Wait, Lunchbox. So what's
Isaiah Wright, who's the running back?
Okay, I'd have to see his face.
He got charged with murder.
What?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
Isaiah, what?
He was one of several charged. Isaiah Wright was stabbing to death outside of Alcoa, Tennessee, in September 2017. That's what I'm saying. Like, that is so crazy. Like, he.
Golly. So didn't he know he had a last chance?
He ruined his last chance, huh?
He is just charged. He's not convicted. So hopefully.
Maybe he has another chance then.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like he has another chance.
That'd be great if he did have another chance.
I hope he's innocent.
And he was arrested with his brother, who was also on Last Chance U, but his brother has been cleared.
So they were both on his last chance, and his brother has a chance.
No, his brother went and played at Indiana.
Wow. Brother pass go gets another chance.
Pass go, pass the jail, he's got another chance.
Yes, and speaking of bad decisions and second chances, Antonio Brown, did you see what he did?
No.
This reporter wrote a story about it. Antonio Brown's a star on Instagram, but is that all he is? Because he doesn't really talk to the media, doesn't do anything, but he likes to...
Madden cover, what up?
But that's all you know about him.
And Antonio Brown is the receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He's an all-pro wide receiver, one of the best receivers.
I think he was in Dancing with the Stars, too.
He was in Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Interesting you mentioned that.
Antonio Brown gets mad at this dude for writing this article about him, and he says... At Jesse Washington, wait till I see you, bro. We're going to see what your jaw look like.
Boom!
Like, what is Antonio
Brown's the same guy that did the Facebook Live in the locker room.
In the locker room.
Maybe the dumbest thing in the history
of sports. What's wrong with that?
Exactly. All these guys are naked, swearing, saying
No, the coach is talking
comments.
About how they're going to go beat the Patriots and all this, and he's sitting there filming it so for the world to see. It's just bad decisions.
Maybe Antonio Brown's not very smart. Is that the kind of vibe you're getting?
I kind of get that he's about Antonio Brown and...
No, it sounds dumb, though, to like just pull out Facebook Live and start filming in the locker room. Like, that's just dangerous.
They had a big win. It was something like that. Maybe he had the juices flowing. He didn't think twice.
So what happened to him? Did the coaches get mad?
Yeah, he's a star player, so I don't even think he got suspended.
No, they didn't get suspended.
He just got spanked.
Okay, so he says this to this reporter.
Yes, like why? Just because he
writes... on Twitter? What is this?
Yes, on Twitter.
Okay.
Like, why are... It's just amazing to me, I keep saying this, that these athletes are so stupid because they write an article about you.
Yeah,
so what, man?
I mean, they're athletes, dude.
They're egotistical. I understand that.
They're physically great at something doesn't mean their mind's there.
But you can't just let the article go?
Well, no. I mean, he is being himself, though. And here's my thing about Twitter or social media.
But you can't say, yo, bro, just because he wrote an article, let's see what your jaw looks like. Like, that's saying he's going to break his jaw.
What he's not understanding, too, is he represents an organization. Like, it's not just Antonio Brown. Like, he is the receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, he's speaking as a member of that organization, so he puts them in jeopardy. And he's part of the NFL, who's already, like, under a microscope. Like, that's trouble. But, yeah, dude, I mean, he probably is just probably not very bright up there.
Not very bright. But you know who is very bright?
Who?
Sean McVay, coach of the Los Angeles Rams.
Great transition.
So Bleacher Report, they did this little video with Sean McVay. He knows every single play he's ever called as a coach.
Week 12, Saints at Rams. 4:29 in the second quarter. 2nd and 7 on the Saints 7. What happens?
Oh, Josh Reynolds touchdown off schedule play versus a 3-man rush.
You're absolutely right.
Are you kidding me?
But this was last year.
Okay. They went all the way back to 2015.
Oh, they did?
When he was the offensive coordinator in Washington.
I was going to say, because if I asked you what happened on the Bobby Bones show, like, you were talking about no teeth, Keith, and Bobby said...
I wouldn't be able to remember.
Oh, get out of here. Do you remember everything?
I would not be able to remember. No, we talk about a lot on the show, the Bobby Bones show. I can't even tell you what all we talked about on the podcast yesterday.
You don't?
No.
You don't remember that?
I remember some of it, but I can't go into detail.
I feel like this is you. Like, you're the guy that remembers stats. You remember numbers. You remember the team's records from 4 years ago. It's crazy. Like, you have this crazy memory that is just amazing. When you bust out stats and where someone went to high school, some player that doesn't even play anymore, like, it's crazy. You ever heard of them, Ray?
I've heard some of it.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. So, you're kind of like this dude.
He reminds me of Rain Man.
He's autistic.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, Rain Man was autistic.
But he had a great memory. He remembered everything.
I don't think Coach McVay's that.
But
he's got a good memory. But I guess what I'm saying, though, is that he called those plays. Like, it's part of his job. It's kind of like...
And I think the plays that they do... I've seen another clip where somebody else asked him about these plays. These are popular plays in the game.
Like, you never forgot.
Yes, yes.
You had to make that decision.
These aren't just a 1st and 10 in the second quarter. These are a deciding plays in those games.
Yeah.
Heck, as a viewer, how did Alabama win the championship? Oh, that backup quarterback came in and won the game. There's my memory.
Yes.
Call me Sean McVay.
Remember that time you backed up into a pole? Tell me what happened after you backed up in the pole. Who was the first person to arrive? My wife. Like, that's what he's doing.
He was in reverse, hit the pole.
Right.
Amazing memory.
Yeah. My foot got stuck. I hit the pole. I put it in reverse. Boom. That's the first thing I heard. Smash. And then you hear the glass. And next thing you know, my wife showed up.
Oh my gosh. That was the most amazing memory I've ever
right.
heard.
Right. It's kind of like, that's what he's doing. That's what McVay's doing right there.
You guys are selling this guy so short.
It is smart what he's doing. But
like, I do not understand how you guys do not think this is amazing.
Do you remember the time you broke your ankle? Yes. What were you doing?
No,
I was running down the street.
But I've only broken an ankle or something, an arm once. This guy calls 40 to 50 plays a game. A game. And there's 16 games in a season. We're talking all the way back to 2005.
I got
to
break it down. This just tells you how much research he does during
that's,
the week.
That's
he
what
knows
I mean.
The teams he's playing. Yeah. He's so into these games, the teams.
Now you're coming over to my side a little bit.
I'm just saying this is awesome. This is awesome. These coaches are studying so much for these games. They don't just chill all week and then go show up on Sunday.
He's not Rain Man.
They do so much research.
Yes. Oh, you don't think Rain Man did any research?
What Rain Man are we talking about? The movie Rain Man?
Well, what else? What other Rain Man?
I don't know. I didn't know if there was some point guard for like the Orlando Magic named Rain Man or something.
No,
like,
whatever.
What do you mean Rain Man didn't do research? Rain Man knew how many pieces of bubble gum were in a jar. Like
he did?
It was dumb stuff like that.
Oh, toothpicks, things like that.
Or toothpicks, yes. McVay's not Rain Man. He was working and he called a play. Of course he remembered the play.
No, Eddie, you can't remember. Okay, I drink a lot.
No,
we played golf yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, what was your third shot on the third hole?
Let me think.
See, this is probably doable.
This is doable. Third shot and third hole. Let me go down the holes. One.
See, that's what I'm saying. McVay didn't do that.
Yeah,
he was quicker than you.
Quicker than you. And
he's younger than me.
The neurons in your head are firing pretty slow.
You know how much beer I've drank in my lifetime?
Stop. See, you're making it. You don't think McVay's drank a beer?
No, I'm older than him.
Okay,
so
by 6 years.
Technically, I've drank more than McVay.
Hey, can I get my lock?
Hold on. What's your third shot?
Well, he still doesn't. He's still
exactly. He does
not
impressive anymore.
It's a par three. My third shot was a putt, and I missed it. It went high. Missed it.
Actually, it was a chip because your first shot was way to the right, mm-hmm. and then you chipped it over the green, and then you had a chip back on the green.
He just reverse Rain Man'd you.
There you go.
Oh!
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, because you double bogeyed that hole.
No, it was a putt.
It wasn't.
I remember like it was yesterday. Got him.
Okay.
It was. All right, lock.
Wait, time for the lock. I got one more thing that I found very
so
interesting from Forbes magazine.
This guy, we try to have a plan on the podcast, and he just goes rogue.
This is a plan. I have it on the schedule. Who makes the schedule? Who does all the research?
You write all sorts of stuff on your.
Usually I send it to you guys. Sorry if I don't every once in a while.
You haven't done it in the last 2 days, so I feel like it's going to be the pattern.
College football's most valuable teams.
What does that mean, valuable?
Gotta be Bama.
Revenue and how much they profit.
Okay.
So this is the most profitable college football team.
Got it.
Okay.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame comes at number 7.
I said Bama.
Bama comes in at number 4.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, hold on. Let me think.
Texas.
Texas comes in at number 2. Revenue of $133 million with a profit of $87
million.
Come on, big programs. Let's go. Keep guessing.
Oklahoma?
Oklahoma comes in at number 6, revenue of $118 million, profit of $72 million.
Southern Cal.
That's a good one.
USC.
Oh, he's got to go down the list.
I got to go
Forget
down
it.
The
don't
list.
Even, don't
I
even
got you right here.
Yeah, number 18.
Michigan.
That's a good one, Ray.
Number 3.
Oh, woo! I've gotten 2 and 3. I need one.
$127 million, profit of $75 million.
I got it.
Okay.
Florida State.
What the?
Oh, gosh, he's going down the list again.
Number 17. You're good. You got number 18 and 17.
I got to take me to Vegas.
Boy, you guys,
all
come
right,
on.
Auburn.
Auburn. Mm. Let's go down. Number 8.
Okay,
Florida.
Top 10?
That'll be top 10.
Florida's number 10.
Oh, I got it, Coacher. Oh, you say football?
Yes.
Oh, okay, no.
Oh, my
college football's
gosh.
Most valuable teams. You want me to give you a hint?
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to.
Do you think people in their cars are having fun listening and guessing?
Oh, yeah, they probably know the answer.
They might.
They're
they may have read the article.
They're screaming out of their speakers
in
right
their
now.
In their cars. The only people listening to this are on their crapper.
That's true.
That's true, too. Yeah. Shout out.
Ray, do you have any more?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Come on.
I thought you said you had more. Just say the name.
I was going to say Wisconsin. That's top 10.
No. It's not top 10.
Wisconsin. Oh, boy. Wisconsin's 24.
Thank you.
I feel like.
You want me to start naming some off? You want me to just.
No, give us a hint on one.
Okay. You'll be shocked.
Well, I knew that was
no
the point
crap.
Of this.
We just named some big ones.
Okay. SEC.
Arkansas.
No.
Are you drunk?
What? I see Razorbacks everywhere.
Hey, Arkansas is number 13.
I see Razorbacks everywhere.
Clemson.
That's not.
They're in the ACC.
Oh, I thought you said
SEC. Guys, and by the way, if you heard that, that's Ray talking.
I thought you said
Clemson was in the SEC.
Yeah, I know. You misheard me. I kind of stuttered over that.
No, you didn't.
Come on, SEC. I'm just going to give it to you.
Carolina.
North Carolina.
South Carolina.
Incorrect. I don't even see South Carolina on. Oh, yeah, number 15.
The Mississippi.
Vanderbilt, anchor down.
Mississippi is number 21.
Right, Tennessee.
Tennessee, oh, number 11.
Good call on that one.
Jeez, what
all right,
the
what is
crap?
It?
The Texas A&M Aggies are the number one most profitable, valuable team in college football. Revenue of $148 million. They profit $107 million.
I know what it is. All those little white towels they have, those rally towels that they do in the game. I bet you that's where they make all that money.
No.
Dang,
you know,
dude,
what sucks is being the person that has to go and put one of those on every single seat.
No, they bring them. I have one. I went to a game when I was in high school.
But where did you get it? Did they hand it to you?
They're all the exact same size. Somebody puts those on the seats before the game.
Oh, God. I don't know. This is a long
time
ago.
You're telling me everybody at their house has the exact same size bath towel
that
they bring?
Coach, the towel had 12th man written on it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think they go through the stadium.
Get Amy in here.
Amy went to A&M. I wish she could.
Here, keep talking.
I don't know if she ever went to a football game, but when I worked for the San Antonio Spurs, before the game, whenever they were giving away T-shirts, we would go through and put them on every single chair.
You and how many other people?
20 or 30?
Okay, good. I was
hoping
it wasn't just a couple.
No.
Amy's coming in right now, but I'm willing to bet that they do not put those on the chairs. Everyone either has them or they're given.
No, because everybody has one. So you're
telling
me everybody
does laundry and has a white towel ready for game day.
Yeah. Amy, you went to Texas A&M. Did you go to any football games?
Yeah.
Okay, those white towels. Did they put those on the chairs or did you have to go buy
there?
A 12th man towel? You take your own.
Yeah!
So you're telling me
I never had a towel. I was what you call a two percenter. Like, I didn't
Atta
show
girl.
Up with my own towel.
And
that's what
I'm talking
away
about.
Right
and,
now.
By the way, you have to stand the entire game if you're in the student section. So I would try not to sit in the student section. They don't sit. And if they score a touchdown, you're supposed
to kiss
your
girl.
Date.
Yeah.
And one time I went on a date with a score guy. I don't know. I really didn't want to kiss him, but.
Did you kiss him?
No, I mean, it was like awkward. It was
I love it. Did you do tongue?
No.
So are the
but
kisses
I mean, there
like...
are like cool traditions. Like, I think it's cool that they do that, but I just wasn't a fan of going
so
to
the So you
games
just kiss because... anybody in the stands if you, or it has to be the core guys?
Your date.
Yeah, you kiss your buddy that's next to you.
I love when they show those people because it's always awkward because it's like.
You caught an awkward one last game.
I caught an awkward last game. The guy looks at her like he's ready to kiss her, and she looks at him like, are we really going to kiss? And then they kiss, and they're on camera, and she's like, oh my gosh, they saw me kiss this dude. Like,
wait, I know I saw you tweet about that. But wait, back to the towels. Like, why did you think they just handed those out to people?
Well, because I didn't think that many people would remember. And if it's your first game, where would you?
Oh, yeah. People are into it.
I'm telling you, Amy, I went when I was in high school, I went to a game. And I remember whoever we went with, it was like my brother's buddy. He had the towels. He's like, you got to take this, put it in your back pocket. You got to take this.
Yeah.
And it was your rally towel.
That's interesting. Because when
props to you on knowing
you,
that.
Dude, I
because
remember
the
stuff.
Spurs, they put them on the back of chairs.
Well, yeah, I know. But A&M's so weird about their traditions. Like, the one I hated, Amy, was you couldn't walk on the grass somewhere in the memorial.
Oh, yeah. But it's out of respect. Like, you don't.
No, I get it. But if you don't know the rules and you walk on the grass and they catch you, you got to do push-ups.
If you were in the core, you would have to do push-ups, not any random person.
Dude, they can't make you do push-ups. Do you understand?
Were times like I would maybe accidentally walk on the grass and nobody was making me do push-ups, but you just knew the
sweetie,
line.
Sweetie, get off the grass.
You owe me drop and give me 10.
Two.
Eddie.
You're
I'm
not
like,
going to class until you give me 10.
99%
well, then,
sure you would have to be in the core.
And then my brother's buddy was scaring us because he's like, do not walk on that grass. They will make you do push-ups.
Yeah. I can't believe everybody brings towels. You know, if they made the Titans fans bring towels, it'd be 10 people in the stands
Guys,
with white towels.
That's why they make the most money, because they make money on those towels. And then you imagine everyone drunk, they lose their towels on the way home. So the next game, they got to buy more towels.
All right, you ready for my lock?
I'm ready for your lock. Let's hear it.
All right, tonight, go ahead and lock it up. The Baltimore Ravens, I was so impressed with them, so much so that I called my bookie and I said, this is our lock of the night. Go ahead and lock it up. Ravens over the Bengals, -1. They basically just got to win the game. It's a pick 'em.
Just got to win the game.
Yeah!
Baltimore at Cincinnati.
Okay, this guy that tweeted you, Ricardo, should he double up?
Ricardo, that 300, you're in the hole. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take that 300, and we're going to increase it. We're going to put another 300 on it. So I need you now to invest 600 into this bet, and you'll be up 300.
That's it, Ricardo.
What's that? What that's called is doubling. So you double down, right?
Perfect.
Is that what it's called? You double down to win your money back.
Yeah.
Okay. So we
double up to catch up.
Nice one, Coach.
Nice one. Let's go.
Lock it up.
Hey, thanks so much for listening. That's the Sore Losers Podcast.
And make sure you follow us on Twitter, Sore Losers Show on Twitter. Tweet us. Tell us what you think, what you thought.
And at Radio Amy on Twitter. Thanks.
Yes. Oh, Amy, yeah, Amy, thanks for being on the
Instagram,
show, Amy.
You're welcome.
You added so much to the program.
Thank you.
You brought in Last Chance You. That was not on the schedule. We went rogue and then... Yeah.
Amy, you're always welcome, and if your husband wants to sit in, too, it'd be cool to talk to him.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Let him know.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Oh, and at the bottom, if you keep scrolling down wherever you listen to the podcast, you can rate us and then leave comments or whatever. That's real important.
Definitely.
Make sure, yeah, make sure you subscribe.
Us 5 stars. All right, you want me to buzz out?
Yeah.